Fiber here, but I was just curious if you were going to have class tonight. I didn't see the link.
Yeah, I didn't post it. It's in the classroom, so I'm not really making announcements or anything anymore, because everyone's expected to know where it is, and you should bookmark the link, since it always stays the same. And that way, yeah. And lately, what I've been doing is just I haven't posted it until someone actually joins, and then I grab the invite link to post in the group. But, you know, I might not always do that, because it is always posted and it's always at the same time and all of that. So, but we got a couple people here so we can talk about some stuff. What's going on with you, Allison?
Good stuff. and thank you for that. Yes, I should bookmark it. I'm sorry I didn't, but I always rely on you posting the link.
Well, I'll try to make sure to remember to put it in the group then.
Well, it shouldn't be your responsibility. Yeah, if you look at my latest newsletter, what I don't know about doing with computers is mind-boggling. But yeah. I've come a long way. So check out my latest newsletter. In fact, one of the main things I wanted to say today was Jason's app is phenomenal. Oh my God, I'm ready to ditch Tweepy.
Sweet.
Quit paying them, because I'd rather pay Jason when he's ready. I have gotten more followers and subscribers this last month using Jason's app than I have in forever. Plus the help you gave me with finding targets.
Sweet. That was
invaluable. 41 signups in July.
Wow.
For me is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then I do a newsletter and I get a unsubscribe, and of course I know what you're going to say, but it always goes
good riddance.
Damn.
Okay. Keep writing and keep getting those unsubscribers so that you can get used to them.
Yeah.
I felt that same way in the beginning too.
Yeah.
For a long while. It took me a while to get used to it, but I'm fine with it now. So it might take you a while too.
Yeah, rejection is always hard, I think. but I have gotten several responses to my newsletter this latest time. So
cool, that's what matters.
Very happy with that. So basically that's what I was going to say. Plus can you explain, like, hashtags a little bit?
I don't bother with them.
Really?
No. I like to keep things simple.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me too. But everybody tells me, yeah, you got a hashtag.
Everybody's full of shit. The way I've had the success that I've had is mostly by ignoring all the export advice, because all that advice does is make things more complicated and give you more shit to deal with.
Yeah.
So I have had all the success I need without bothering with hashtags in the least.
Cool.
So well,
they're a pain in the butt.
Yeah. So why bother? It's the trouble. It's not worth the trouble. The only thing I'll really say, okay, here's everything that I think is useful about hashtags. If you see, you know how it shows you the trending hashtags on the side?
Yes.
Okay. If you have anything that you share that can fit one of those already trending hashtags, that'll get you some more additional exposure. So it's worth using one of those hashtags if you have something that fits that. Never happened to me, so I've never bothered. I don't even, I honestly don't even look at them, but I know that will be a benefit. If you try to create your own hashtag so that to make it trending, this is just not going to happen. You know, you have to create a whole, you know, you have to get enough attention to it that it'll trend. And that's just not worth your time and effort. You know, you bet your time and your effort is better spent having the conversations, doing all this other stuff that I teach you. So it's kind of like a going viral strategy. Like it's not worth your effort to try to go viral. It's possible that something may go viral someday, but it's so impossible to predict that it's not worth your effort to even pursue that. So if you happen to see a hashtag that's trending well and you have something to go along with it, you know, some of your political songs might fit into that every now and again. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
But beyond that, don't try to create your own hashtag trends. It's just not worth your time. The only other use I would have for a hashtag is, say, maybe something like if you are playing a show for a significant audience and you're taking requests, hey, send me a request by tweeting it with this hashtag. So that way you can easily scroll through and see and see the requests that you're getting.
Yeah.
And organize them that way. So some sort of live interaction, which for you probably won't really come up, you know, at this time, unless you're playing, you know, a theater sized show or whatever. But when there's just a few people there, a house show or whatever, it serves you more to have the personal interaction with people. But if there's more people at the show, at the show than you can personally interact with, you can use a hashtag to organize that interaction. Beyond that, I don't bother with hashtags. I just don't bother.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of generally what I do is see what's trending. And if I have something that does fit, I will do it. But yeah, you're right. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, that just adds another thing to your plate.
Yeah.
And none of us needs that.
Yeah. No kidding. There's so much to keep track of. It's great. And I see Tom is there. How's it going, Tom?
Not too shabby, man. Not too shabby. I got your last email. It's very awesome.
Oh.
You're a computer wizard now, and there's no denying it. No denying it. But the crowdfunding is 1 week to go, and we're at 83%. And that's a pretty good place to be.
Wow.
Pretty on target. That last 17% should get there.
I think so too, man. Absolutely.
Sweet.
I'm rooting for you, that's for sure.
Thank you, ma'am.
Cool. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask about, Allison?
Probably, but it's late, I'm tired, and I'm No.
Okay. The rain subsiding over there?
Oh, well, shit. Just as we dry out, we get another inch and a quarter of rain. This has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have never seen it this wet here, ever, in July, August.
Still fighting back the weeds?
Weeds, mosquitoes, yeah, it comes with problems, but I will always, always appreciate rain.
Right on.
Always. So we accept the problems and deal with them and are grateful for rain.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool. At least I am.
Right on. Well, hey, Cameron, did you have any wins to share with us this week?
I booked a festival.
Sweet. As a DJ?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. You going to do some painting then?
No, I booked it. Well, I don't know if they have painting. It's a pretty small festival, but it's a festival regardless.
Well, that's just a matter of you taking an easel up on stage next to your setup, isn't it?
Well, no, because I do digital art.
Oh, okay.
It would be kind of tough because it would be a strain on the computer system.
Ah.
So, plus, I mean, it's Like, I mean, it's the first, like, I imagine doing that down the road.
Okay.
But not right now. Kind of just establishing things.
Right on.
Then my album's coming out this week, though, on Friday.
Sweet. Yeah, I saw that in an email. Awesome. So what's the festival? Is it for this year or for next year?
It's in September.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just outside of LA. It's a really small festival, but again, it's like you gotta start somewhere.
Yep, for sure. Cool. Well, did you have any questions or anything you want to talk about today?
So I heard Allison talking about the new Twitter thing. Is that like ready now or?
Pretty much. Hit up Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get in on it now, probably.
Yeah, because I've just taken a complete break from Twitter.
Cool. Yeah, he's been beta testing it with a few people for a while. So now I don't know if he's really released it to the public yet or whatever. But I'm sure you can hit him up and probably start using it right away.
Cool.
So definitely get in touch with him. I'm excited about that. Looks like it'll be good and ready for me to do the tutorials once I get to that part in the map 2.0. And actually recommend his software and leave Tweepy behind altogether.
Yeah.
Right on. Anything else, Cameron?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but
right on.
Anything comes up, Paul.
Cool. Yeah, feel free to raise your hand. All right, Tom. 83%. That's pretty awesome.
You know, I set a low goal, and then I think it wound up being just about perfect, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I tended to overestimate the number of people I considered inner circle that I would just be really willing to reach out to and ask for this. And so my goal settings tended to compensate for that. Because it looks like it's going to wind up being just about right. If it goes over, then I'll still be able to give some money to my charity that I am kind of sponsoring. If not, I'll probably still try and send them some money anyway.
Cool. So you ended up, so some of the people on your inner circle list, you didn't end up feeling comfortable with reaching out to?
No, most of them actually. So I just I have to live with these people after this crowdfunding thing. I mean, most of them don't even know about, much less like, the kind of music that I do anyway.
Really?
Yeah. And they're just either not music focused or they like other stuff. And I know it. So, you know, that's then we're talking charity. I'm asking for charity. That's
right.
That's wrong.
Cool. Well, that gives you some learning points for how you organize it for next time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have you learned about your community more at all?
Well, I can't say that I've learned any more about any individuals than I ordinarily would or wouldn't through conversations on social media. But I think I got surprised a bit by some Twitter followers that all of a sudden bought, which I didn't expect. There's 30,000 of them, so I just wasn't expecting, you know, that to happen, and it did. And then some of the email people, but not a whole lot of them. And it was the friends and family that I did talk to, and local people here that know me and so forth have come up with the most of it. And yeah, either way, man, it's been a great experience, and I could see how a lot more social engagement would make this more of a going concern. I mean, it's successful as it is, but $1,000 goal for someone who can't record at home, that's not even going to get them started. So it's going to have to be a much bigger goal for someone who's going to have to go to a studio.
Right.
To get done what I got done. I'm just paying for duplication and trying to backfill the expenses that I've incurred over the past year.
Right on. So what about your, you said you kind of experienced a dip in the open rates, but an increase on the click-through rates when you started the campaign?
Click-through rates have gone down too, but I'm just getting more clicks because there's just simply more emails. Mm-hmm. Since the campaign started, I went to twice a week with the emails. And so more emails, more clicks, but the click rate also dropped about 10%. But again, that's just the separating the wheat from the chaff, I suppose, as far as people that are really fans and into it, and people that were just like, yeah, dude, I'll take your MP3s and so on.
Right on.
Nevertheless, I have a funny feeling that I'm getting a consistent 130 plus out of my 700 email subscribers that are opening every one of these the cult years stories that I've been sending out lately.
Sweet. Yeah, so, that stuff's pretty intriguing.
It's not selling any music as far as I can tell, but it's engaging people.
So how can you tell the difference between people that click through on Twitter and people that click through on your email?
Well, the email, you can go to any particular campaign's link activity and see how many clicks are on which link, right? And if you then click on the number, that also drills down to tell you what subscribers it was that did it. And so then you just use the process of elimination and you can figure out, okay, this was a subscriber, these people weren't. These ones are friends and family, that means these people here are, you know.
So people that participated that came through Twitter are not subscribers?
Some of them were not. Some of them were not subscribers. Some of them were. And if they were, then that I would be able to tell they came from Twitter initially by seeing what, if they were entered manually, then it was probably Twitter, or they would have come through the Twitter squeeze page, which I would be able to identify.
That's pretty interesting to know that you know, some people may follow, you know, that just follow you on social media may end up contributing and participating in that even without having subscribed to your list.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. And just before I started the campaign, someone decided they were going to download our first CD from like Apple Tunes or iTunes or whatever the hell it is. But I'm not counting that. And what do you do when someone wants to send you cash? I got $200 bills in the mail as a contribution from a person who wanted to help the crowdfunding project, and it obviously never even been on the crowdfunding site. It's a personal friend here in town.
What do you mean, what do you do when they want to send you cash? Tell them where to send it.
I know what to do with the money, but he literally will not accept any anything for the money. He just wants to contribute, which is cool. It's karma, you know.
Yeah, Matt had similar experiences. You know, people bought his guitar on the first one and then never wouldn't give him an address to send it to. And then on the second one, someone bought his notebook and told him to keep it. So that's just one of those things that happens. That's just one of the awesome things that can happen. So just be appreciative of it, you know?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that's way cool.
Well, I'll be able to buy all the CDs and t-shirts I need. And then with the rest of the money, I might, you know, do things like get my domain for another year, get Lander mastering for another year, and whatever else I have to do to keep everything going for the next year.
Right on.
Well worth it. Cool. Plus, I'll have extra CDs that I can sell, and there'll be clear profit then.
Yep, that's all stock once you get it. Cool. So what, and that kind of Matt said that too, like what you end up with for the actual profits of the campaign, you know, that doesn't even account for the stock that you have that's all profit later. So cool.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to getting my stuff.
I think my next CD is going to be acoustic because I really enjoyed doing that last Swilly Family Roulette when I recorded that last tune. Running Wolf's tune.
Yeah, that was really cool. He sends me a lot of his stuff, and as they are, like, I can barely listen to them.
It's hard. The way I picked that song was I looked for the shortest one he had because I couldn't really do any justice to any of them. I was like, let me pick the shortest one. And when I finally got him to send me the lyrics because I couldn't understand a word, I actually dug the lyrics a lot. And now I'm thinking of asking him, hey, send me all your lyrics. Mm-hmm. Let's make a deal.
Yeah, you know, apparently he's a pretty decent songwriter, but it just doesn't have any production capability. It sounds like 1995 Cakewalk that he's programming that into or something.
Don't be talking bad about Cake.
I don't know. I'm sure they're pretty good now, but, you know. back then when they were pretty good, too. It was all there was.
Cakewalk, the thing.
I have to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt, you did an awesome job with that song. That was so cool.
Oh, thanks, Allison.
That was so cool. I loved it.
Someday I'm going to share the tracks that almost became that song. It's a really, really fast ska punk kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was great.
Raunchy and everything. But so I had to abandon ship. I might make something else out of that.
I love that project. I hope we do more with that because it gave me a newfound respect and vision on the members of the Shwilly family. Mine was a challenge too. I am not into the Christian side, which is fine. So I had to kind of find a song that I could somewhat relate to, which I did, and it was great. And what a cool project! Anyway, I'll shut up. Sorry.
I love it. Mad props to Carrie for doing that. And I'm sure we'll do it again. This also, I need to redo my website. I said I'd put the songs up on my website. So this is just kind of a catalyst for me to finally get that done. So I'll probably build it up with one of those audio themes and put all that stuff into a playlist. So I want to get the original versions too, so we can see the difference. But yeah, definitely an awesome project. It's the idea I had before, but in a way that actually works when we're trying to do that Beatles stuff. But and also including the whole subscriber group in general at large had a larger pool of people to participate.
Well, it was great to kind of see where people were at home style-wise, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to cover someone else's song, you're going to do it your way. It's going to be almost more your way than an original song would be because of, you know, you've got something that you didn't even write, but you're going to interpret it. So that's, it was great to see. It made everybody's artistry more crystal clear, kind of.
Yeah.
More than just another member of the group. They were like a musical entity in more high definition. You know? Mm-hmm.
I think it also takes off the stigma of doing covers. I love doing covers because I love putting my own interpretation and slant on somebody else's awesome tune. I'm not going to change the tune, obviously, and I'm not going to take credit, but dang, you know, it's fun to realize a song that you really relate to in your in your style rather than, you know, the original style. I love it. Anyway, sorry.
Yep. Solid exercise. Everybody grows as a musician by doing that. And it takes a stigma away from, like, you know, expecting people to do covers that everybody knows, you know. Absolutely. Certainly nothing wrong with just playing finding a good song and playing it, whether or not other people already know it.
Absolutely. I love it.
And if you add that to your repertoire, people will think probably that you wrote it. And that gives you an opportunity to share who did write it and turn your fans on to some other new music that they would have never heard otherwise.
Cool.
So and lots of benefits to that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We share and support each other. Yeah, hopefully.
Those that don't last. Not around here anyway.
True. 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 Anyway.
Cool. Did you think of any other questions you wanted to ask about, Allison?
Not really. I'm kind of on a steady roll. Our last one-on-one was invaluable. Thank you. Helping me figure out targets. You know, that was great. Things are rolling along. I have kind of incorporated a booking agent, hopefully to help me get out of this nickel and dime stuff I'm stuck in. Thank you for your help. I'm beyond words. I can't.
Right on. I'm glad. Yeah. Glad you're getting somewhere with it.
Well, yeah, I'm getting subscribers. I'm getting to know fans, and yeah, thank you.
For sure. Did you have anything, Tom? Anything else you wanted to ask about or talk about?
I just wanted to say I knew it was only a matter of time before Allison started really killing it, and she was going to reap the benefits of the Twitter strategy big time.
Yep.
Once she did, and now it sounds like she did.
Yep. I knew it too. That's why it's easy to be patient, because I can see the future. I can see what's coming. I just got to get you to take the necessary action. So, and your shit's so awesome that it just can't possibly fail once it gets into people's ear holes.
Thank you. Thank you.
So cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I guess today will be kind of a short one. Everybody has some wins going on. That's great to hear. And Jason's app is kicking ass. So anyone that's not in on that yet, go get in on it. And keep an eye out for the whole Schwilly Roulette thing. You know, we'll see how it's going and probably do another round. Maybe as soon as we finish this one, who knows? So,
yeah. Tom, I would love to do one of yours. Oh.
You're muted, dude. Muted.
I would love to do one of yours.
Well, that'd be my pleasure. You can hear both of our albums, CDs, and you pick the one you want, and I'll send you the lyrics and a wave or an MP3, you know?
Cool.
I have a challenge for you. Cover one of my songs.
Oh, well, I would send me a song.
It's a challenge. I bet you could do it.
I would love to. It's a creative process, you know. It's very creative. It's very stimulating. I like it. So
I have an idea for Cameron. We could take 10 of us and take any one of his emails and split it up and make a rock opera out of it. Any one of his emails.
True. Yeah, totally. That's a good idea too. Like, you guys don't even have to wait for the next round of Schwilly Roulette. Feel free to, you know, take ownership of this and take the inspiration from what we did with that and start reaching out to each other and playing each other's songs. There's no reason for you to wait for permission from any of us. No reason to not just go ahead and do it. If you feel, you know, hopefully this just inspires everybody in general to be checking out each other's music more. Check out the Schwilly Family playlist. And, you know, find people there that you'd like to work with and play their songs and set up direct exchanges between yourselves. No reason to have to wait for the structure we provide. The inspiration is the most important thing.
How fun that would be.
It would be. And any of that stuff, I'll add it. We'll have a whole section on the website for Schwilly Family musicians covering each other. So whether you do it inside the roulette thing or pick it up on your own. We'll just keep adding to that whenever someone does something new.
Call it the sheets and blankets. Schwillies covering Schwillies.
Yeah, totally. That'll work.
Cool.
All right. Sweet, guys. Well, I'll be back on here tomorrow, and I'll post the recording when it's ready, and I'll catch you guys later.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.